Copper oxide, CuO, Cu2, Cu4O, and CuCO3. By Kevin. Very active flux. Disperses well in glaze. Although melts at 2098 degrees Fahrenheit, another popular form, copper carb, melts at 932 degrees Fahrenheit and changes to copper oxide. Copper can produce many colors like red, pink, green, blue, black, and metallic lusters. Used alone, it can produce reds in heavy reduction with the addition of small amounts of tin oxide, 0.3%, or iron oxide. It's even more effective in making reds. In a sodium base, it will produce blues. In strike firing cycle, it will produce metallic lusters. Extremely sensitive to oxidation or reduction firings. Because heated copper oxide molecule releases an oxygen atom fairly easily, which is then transformed into a reduced state such as Cu2O or even copper metal, Cu. Volatilizes at high temps. In this state, material is called fugitive copper. As it swirls throughout kiln, the copper may be picked up by other pots, causing flashes of red or pink on them, particularly ones that have tin oxide in the glaze. High expansion and contraction rate may cause glaze crazing. Disperses easily in glazes, producing uniform color. Black copper oxide, because of its coarse mesh size, causes speckling red copper oxide, strongest of all copper oxides. Difficult to mix with water because it is coated to halt oxidation during storage. Few drops of dish soap in glaze water will assist in dispersing red copper oxide. For substitution purposes, 113 grams copper sulfate equals 100 grams of carbonate equals 72 grams. Black equals 64.7 grams of red oxide. Copper materials are available from most ceramic suppliers in several forms. Copper carbonate, CuCO2, a green, 200 mesh powder black copper oxide, CuO, 100 mesh red copper oxide, Cu2O, available in 200 mesh, though grades offered will vary by supplier. Can also obtain copper sulfate water-soluble blue crystal that is used as agricultural poison. Copper materials are toxic and should be handled with care.